I'm Alison Smith, and welcome to my Landscaping Your Life podcast, where I help you to get back on track when you don't know what to do. In this series, I'm going to be exploring the language that you use when you're stuck and use it as a hint to find solutions. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, you're going to go out into a wood and see what insight that wood may have that you can then apply to your situation. When I'm stuck in a rut, I'm going to go and stand in a rut. If I'm treading water, yes, you've guessed it. I'm going to go and tread water in the sea and share with you the insight that you can then apply to your current situation. The best way of using metaphor to solve problems is to not try and keep going between the metaphor and the problem. It's not about going, here's my problem. Oh, Alison's just said get a map. How do I apply the map to my situation? It's very much about putting the problem to the back of your mind and then fully diving into the metaphor. So diving into the wood that you can't see the trees for, exploring the wood, noticing the, even walking up some paths, joining with me as we think about cutting some of those trees back or climbing a tree, for instance. You're going to get much more from it the more distance you can have from the problem. It's much easier to then later on think about how to apply all that lovely metaphorical solutions and how to apply it to the real life situation. In this episode, I'm inviting you to think of a situation where you'd like to see the light at the end of the tunnel. To put that to the back of your mind as I explore a tunnel in Falkirk in Fife. As I go backwards and forwards, using the metaphor of the tunnel and the light at the end of the tunnel to provide insight about how to see the current situation differently. What actions or solutions might you be able to obtain from my exploration of the landscape and apply to your current situation? I'm here in Falkland and I'm here to embody seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And what I've got to do first is to go into the tunnel. And this is the tunnel. And so there's an element of making a choice to go into the tunnel, that I could stay out here, but this tunnel is enabling me to get to the other side. And I suspect it's sort of over here somewhere. But it is a bend, so I can't actually, when I go in, you can't actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. So, I suppose if you're searching for the light at the end of your tunnel, there's a reminder that this tunnel is enabling you to get from A to B. It's a shortcut. It's a way through rather than up and over, because that would be really difficult to get over there. You can't go down there. So there is an element of, for those on the podcast, sorry, you can't go, there's a quite steep bank that we can't go up, and if we look down, there's a very, very steep bank down to a river. So we can't really go anywhere other than through this tunnel. So I'm going to take you into this tunnel and just notice what we notice. And the whole reason I'm doing this, in fact, I'll come back out again because we're going to get echo. The reason that we're doing this is that sometimes when we feel like we need to see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel, we get so caught and wrapped up in the content of the current situation that we can't see the wood for the trees, that we're struggling to see a different perspective. We're struggling to see options and opportunities and different ways of acting in the current situation because we're particularly if we're stressed. If we're stressed, then our more rational mind may very well have gone AWOL, and therefore metaphor, and that's why I use this process. It's like the metaphor hidden in our language may very well be able to help. So think of a situation that you would like to see the end of the tunnel about, and just join me in the insight. So I'm going to think of a situation that I too would like to see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel too, and just see what I notice as I walk in. So it's very dark, and very dark and damp, and as I stand here. So actually, it's not as bad as I expected. So that's interesting, isn't it? The fact that I can actually stand here and look in both directions. So it's sort of like a U-shaped tunnel. So if I have my back, to the wall right at the U, then I can't really see the light at either end of the tunnel. So there is perhaps something about positioning. The fact that all I need to do is to go to the other side of the tunnel to actually be able to look left and see where I came and look right to where I'm going. Now, it's really interesting that my perception of coming along here was that it was needing lighting. And yet, I don't think I did need lighting in that instance. And yet, if you have a longer tunnel, perhaps a more bendy tunnel than this one, then you might need some of your own lighting. Use your own light in order to forge the way. But I've now quite easily, having stopped momentarily in the middle of the tunnel, I have actually come out the other side. So how has that helped you see your predicament that you'd like to see the end of the tunnel about differently? Just want to take you back through the tunnel to just notice what we notice as we reverse engineer our light at the end of the tunnel. So we're leaving the light and we're going in. Well, there's already some light there that is reflecting, is coming through the trees, and there's a light. So we're going through the entrance to the tunnel, but there's also some sunlight that's sort of getting so far into the tunnel. But as I walk, and I've done this a few times, and then people have come and been noisy and I've had to start again. But what I'm noticing is that I'm concentrating now on one step at a time. I'm trusting the fact that there's a end to the tunnel, that there's a light going to be there, and I'm going to get to the other end of the tunnel. And therefore I'm walking much more confidently. It's not about the light, it's about one step at a time. So again, how might that be something to consider about your light at the end? It's about having confidence that there is an end. And if you stop, you're not going to get to the end. But if you take one step at a time, you will eventually find the end of that tunnel, which will be demonstrated by that light. I know I'm doing it again and again, but it's really interesting. Really encourage you to find a tunnel to see the light, because what's happening is every time I'm doing it, I'm getting more and more quicker, as I'm more confident in my stride, less worried about the end, and just feel like the need now to just keep walking, to not think about I was making it all about that tunnel rather than thinking about the destination and where I'm going, and that was just a blip on the way. So how can you focus on your goal rather than the obstacle that's in front of you? You and I, we've been back a few times, but I wondered what would happen if I actually close my eyes as I go through this tunnel. What happens to the light? Where's my focus of attention? I'm not going as quick, obviously. But where's my focus of attention? That's interesting, because it's like... I'm certainly more aware of the undulating ground beneath my feet. I'm using my hand on the inside wall of the tunnel. So I've just got to the U bit because I can feel the angle change just coming out of it. So it is interesting, isn't it? How often are we looking for the light at the end of the tunnel with our eyes closed? And that actually we just need to open our eyes to see the light. Actually, having her eyes closed certainly slowed me down. I've just re-walked backwards and forwards a few times, getting insight. It's really interesting that there's a shadow of light coming into the entrance of the tunnel. And so the light at the end of the tunnel, is it the, what is the end of the tunnel? What's the light at the end of the tunnel? Is it that exit to the tunnel? Or is it the light, the sun? So are we focusing on the wrong thing? Are we focusing on the exit to the tunnel rather than actually the light? I hope you found it useful as I went backwards and forwards through that tunnel in Falkirk. One other suggestion that I didn't share in my exploration was the fact that you might be able to draw your tunnel, and it might be that it's the light that you need to draw, or it might be the tunnel that you need to draw. It might be the end of the tunnel that you need to draw. So think about the current situation. If it doesn't already feel different, then draw the current tunnel and light. What's the characteristics of that tunnel? What are the characteristics of the light? And then draw the antidote. What does the light look like? What does the end of the tunnel look like? And as I said, towards the end of my meanderings backwards and forwards, where is it that you really want to get to? What's the destination beyond the tunnel? Because for me, I think that was the biggest insight that I got. What was the biggest insight that you got from this exploration today? If you've enjoyed this episode of Landscaping Your Life, then do follow my podcast, and also have a look in comments below for other ways of keeping in touch with us.